Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Cheyenne.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It takes me back to my childhood. Cheyenne ran from 1955 to 1962, I believe. The first adult Western.
Ooh.
Well, you had Lone Ranger and you had Hopalong Cassidy and, you know, but this was the first adult Western.
And you got to watch it. And you weren't an adult.
Well, I didn't watch it till it got rerun time, really.
Oh, okay.
I was late bloomer. I was only six in 62. So I had not quite formed. The big thing for Westerns was 58 to about 63. 64, and then it started tailing off. So a lot of that was money, but too much money to make them, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
They used a lot of stock footage of old movies, you know. And, you know, you see the Indian raids and stuff. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and we used to watch them, and you can tell where they go from a live action shot, like into a studio, you know, because the trees look fake and stuff. Well, when you're 7 years old, you don't think about that.
True.
But, you know, now you see it, and so it loses some of its luster a little bit. Rifleman is still good, though. It is Thursday, September 4th, and I guess I need to tell you that this is the Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you this morning, episode 1735. And guess what's going on this week? Do you want to know?
I do.
Okay, well, here it is. Riverdale hosts Blackman.
That's tomorrow.
That's at 6:30. On WGNS and Big G TV. That's when it really starts rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Then 7 o'clock, the dean of who are you? Play-by-play. Dean of play-by-play announcers comes up. Still looking for that guy, but do you always come on?
I don't know who that is.
MTSU's at Wisconsin Saturday, 1:30. Got a rebound from last week. Tennessee's at ETSU. That should be, you know.
A bloodletting.
A lot of people be giving up their tickets on that one, you know. Vandy's at Virginia Tech. That's a big game for Vandy.
Oh, yeah.
Because they did great in their first game, but now, you know, they beat Virginia Tech last year at home. Now they got to go there.
In Diego, they trust.
And then, of course, capping off the weekend, Sunday, the Titans will be at Denver. The Cam Ward era begins.
Oh, boy.
We hope it lasts longer than the Will Levis era. Let's hope that's true.
Well, I hope he's not trying to sell mayonnaise on the side.
Oh, no.
As long as Cam doesn't do that, we're good, I think.
Cam's a pretty cool customer. You know, he didn't talk much. Just says what he has to do. We're sponsored today and every day by America's Thrift Stores. That's right. Big savings are coming to Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores are opening soon at 10:30. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, offering up to 70% off name brand items. It's like a new store every day. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. Well, I think that's going to be a nice place, from what I understand.
I think you're right.
It's going to be big, though, isn't it? Not in like Big Andy, but it's going to be big. The store is going to be big.
And going to have a lot of square footage in there for sure. So we're talking not only clothes, but home goods. You know,
home goods. Oh, yeah. That's my cup of tea.
Some furniture.
I like to decorate.
I know.
Yeah. So.
And name brand stuff. So that's cool.
My daughter says, you know, Dad, you only have about 800 square feet. You need to just keep changing stuff. I said, I know. I just get bored with it. I have to change it. I have these boxes up in the closet where I've got all these old home good items, and I switch them out. Didn't know that about me, did you?
I didn't know you switched them out.
Yeah. You know? Okay. I'm a man's man, but still, I like my home goods. I want to bring up while I got a minute. Graham Greene. Do you remember Graham Greene? He was in the Kevin Costner's Dances with Wolves.
Okay.
He played one of the Indians in it. And I think he was in Die Hard, one of the Die Hard movies. He passed away at 73. So our condolences and rest in peace, Graham Greene. You'd know him if you saw him. That's one of those guys that you'd immediately know.
Yeah.
And Saturday Night Live, they've lost four now, so they're going to have a new. They're going to have quite a new look if he adds some people. Heidi Gardner's the one they're going to miss probably the most. She had the most active role. She was on the program for 8 years. I didn't realize that. So I know you don't watch Saturday Night Live much, but anyway, big news for people that enjoy that show. But Kenan Thompson's coming back for year like 30. I don't know. He's been around.
Well, at least he'll stay around.
617, here's weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly to mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers in early. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 64. And then Friday, sunny and highs warm into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one. Probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave our store humming.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need the head of someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Isaac Collins and the Brewers delivered on Wednesday.
1-0 to Collins. Line to right. Back Castellanos at the track. It is gone. The three-run homer for Isaac Collins. Five batters in. It's 5-0 Milwaukee. Well, I guess the day off did the Brew Crew some good on the offensive end.
Brewers Radio Network on the call. They outscored the Phillies 6-3. Blue Jays topped the Reds 13-9, while the Giants beat the Rockies 10-8. San Francisco has won 10 out of their last 11 games. They've jumped Cincinnati and are now four games back of the Mets for the final wildcard spot in the National League. And the Astros held on to defeat the Yankees at home 8-7. The NBA's All-Star format for 2026 is likely to be a round-robin tournament consisting of 3 8-player teams of 2 USA teams and 1 world team, according to ESPN.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, and we're powered today, as every day, by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE has delivered reliable service and peace of mind for nearly 90 years. You can manage your account at MTE.com or on the MyMTE app. We're here bright and early, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
How did you know that?
Make your bright eyed bushy tail.
That's a new soundbite I have.
Really? I guess I read your mind.
Mm-hmm. Make your bright eyed bushy tail.
Well, I'm kind of glad we got that one. Okay. Want to tell you that Abby Miller is today's good neighbor of the day for being the best friend you could have. Abby Miller is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. I know who nominated this person. I won't tell you, but I know who nominated Abby Miller.
Ooh, you do?
Abby's a good person, very good. I agree wholeheartedly. Want to thank Ryan Flowers and News Radio WGNS, of course.
Well, the person who nominated, just know I did not tell John.
No, I did not know.
He found out on his own somehow.
I just know those names. They all link together.
You're a savant.
Uh-huh.
If you want to send in a good neighbor, and it is anonymous, you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor gets them to us here as well. So it's very simple, very easy to get those in. And don't forget your birthdays and anniversaries. Taking those two this morning at 615-893-1450. You got until about 7:35 or so to get those in. We'll make them, or put them in the hat. They could win the banana pudding from Slick Pig. Not a ton to choose from today. It's Eat an Extra Dessert Day.
Eat an Extra Dessert? Okay, yeah. I'm glad to do that.
That could be any day, too. It's also National Macadamia Nut Day and National Newspaper Carrier Day.
Do we still have those?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not that I know of.
They're going to have to eliminate that one, I think.
Maybe so. I saw where the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is not printing anymore.
Yeah, they made a big announcement about that.
Yeah.
And
that's a big paper not to do that.
I think that won't they all go to that eventually?
I think so.
Yeah. So, but there are some people, some diehards, that like to look at the paper, drink their coffee in the morning.
Yeah?
Yeah. I used to be one of those guys.
Did you now?
Yeah. I'm getting where I can't. I'm going blind, though. I can't see. I read my look at my phone so much, I can't look at paper now. It's just, you know, just offset it. What's our holiday today? Do you have one? Is that what it was?
That was it.
our newspaper carrier day?
Yeah.
That was it?
Well, that and eat an extra dessert day.
Okay. I was thinking holiday. I was thinking something different. I don't know why.
You were probably thinking song of the day.
Yeah, song of the day. Do we have it? Yeah. Song of the day. What is it? Oh, yeah.
And I won't cry for yesterday. There's an ordinary world.
Duran Duran with Ordinary World, 1993. About 8 years earlier, due to a kill.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. 4 people have been indicted in connection to quadruple murder suspect Austin Drummond, including 2 new suspects and 2 previous suspects who now face a second count on the same charge. The 4 are accused of assisting Drummond, who is accused in the murders of 4 family members in Lake County and the abandonment of a baby. Drummond was captured August 5th in Jackson after a week-long manhunt. Tennessee State Representative Mike Sparks of Smyrna is floating the idea of expanding the Music City Loop to include the very busy corridor from Murfreesboro. Reports say Sparks personally wrote a letter to Elon Musk asking him to expand the current project. Sparks envisioned stops in Laverne and Smyrna as part of the idea. The privately funded tunnel between the airport and downtown Nashville is currently underway, despite some opposition from Democratic lawmakers that felt the project needed more study. Musk's company has not responded publicly to this new idea. More news in 30 seconds.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, remembering World War II.
A century-old Memphis landmark is for sale. The Central Station, now known as the Central Station Hotel, was built in 1914 and completed renovation into a 123-room hotel in 2019. Tourism leaders say the hotel won't be shut down, adding its market listing is not a reflection of poor tourism numbers. Central Station Hotel is part of the Curio Collection by Hilton. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Wow, 627. Good morning, everybody. Hope you enjoyed your Labor Day weekend, and now you're settled in, and we're almost through with the week. That's what happens when you miss a day.
Four-day week.
Yeah. How'd your Labor Day go? I didn't ask you.
It was okay.
Yeah?
Didn't do much of nothing.
Yeah, I went over to my sister's, had a little barbecue.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's always a good time. We've got a new segment that I'm going to throw out at you.
A new segment?
Yep. It's called Monthly Facts. This is September.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you all I know about September.
Wow.
You're going to be impressed. It's the ninth month.
Mm-hmm.
It's named from the Latin word for seven because it was the seventh month in the ancient Roman calendar. It marks the beginning of autumn in the northern hemisphere and spring in the southern hemisphere. It's characterized by cooler weather, which we're in the middle of right now.
Yeah.
Colorful leaves, and is the birth month for the sapphire. The month is also known for historical events like the start of World War II, the 9/11 attacks,
right,
and the founding of the U.S. Army, along with holidays. What's our holidays? Labor Day?
Yeah.
And Rosh Hashanah, I think is how you say that. That's, you know, Jewish holiday, I guess.
Yeah.
Latin roots, we said that. After the addition of January and February, September moved to become the ninth month, but it kept its original name. It was not always, because Sept, I think it means seven, but it just kept its original name when it had to move down for January and February.
I would have thought that it would have been like July or whatever that made it move.
Let's see, what else? You know, and the birthstone, I said, is sapphire. Patriot Day is September 11th.
Correct.
Due to 9/11.
Also, don't forget that while we may have fall-like temperatures, that doesn't mean that it's not going to get hot in September.
Oh, yeah. Of course. You ever been in a football game in the press box? Yeah. On September 17th, this day celebrates the adoption of the U.S. Constitution.
Nice.
And the 21st is a day dedicated to peace and harmony. Yeah. The tech giant Google was launched by Stanford students on September 4th, 1998. And the first official U.S. Army was created by Congress on September 29th, 1789.
The first official army, huh?
Here's something interesting. You know, we said the start of World War II in 1939. The end of the war with VJ Day in 1945 both occurred in September. Did you know that?
I didn't. Well, probably somewhere along the line, but I didn't know that.
So that's a little facts about September.
Special.
There's one really big fact that was not put in here, but I probably need to announce it. It is my birthday, September 21st.
Do you celebrate all month?
No.
No?
I just mentioned it all month.
Oh.
I don't really celebrate it. I mean, I'm this radio station, I'm lucky to get about 30 seconds of celebration. But anyway, that's what makes September so special.
September special.
You know, it was funny. I was walking up here to the radio station the other morning, and the wind was blowing. The leaves were starting to look kind of fallish. And I've noticed this about September. When people, People always gripe about, oh, I hate winter and all that kind of thing. But, man, the sweatshirts have come out. And I think the high the other day was 84. One of my granddaughters was wearing a sweatshirt. I said, aren't you going to burn up at that? No. Sweatshirts. That's the big thing right now. Hoodies. Hoodies are big, are huge right
now.
No,
I don't. I like a hoodie, but I wanted mine to be a zippered hoodie.
I know. You like zippers. I've gotten where I like to pull over. I don't know why.
Really?
I don't know why. I can't even get my zipper to work on these hoodies sometimes.
Do you like the Bill Belichick look where you cut off?
Cut them off? No, not really.
That's apparently a style now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know what?
What, John?
You're going to have to do the Today in History. I'm going to hand it to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it is yours.
Turner Security.
Well, the first U.S. religious newspaper in 1813, the Christian Observer, was first published. 1882, first large-scale test of Thomas Edison's light bulb used on a city street in New York. First cafeteria opens in New York in 1885. George Eastman patents the first roll film camera and registers Kodak in 1888. 1850, Beetle Bailey comic strip debuts. And in 1972... The Price is Right, the longest-running game show, debuts on CBS. In 1995, cult TV series Xena, Warrior Princess, starring Lacey Lawless.
No, and Lucy. Lucy?
Lucy?
Yeah.
Lucy Lawless, that's it.
Lacey.
And there you go. That was 1995. Renee O'Connor was in that as well. And in 2018, the FBI announces it's recovered a pair of Dorothy's ruby slippers from the Wizard of Oz, stolen.
There's no place like home.
13 years earlier.
There's no place like home.
And that's a look at Today in History. Coming up is Brandon Brooks with Rewind. Very good job, Lacey.
Thank you.
Good job.
Johnny?
6:33 here on the crew.
This is CBS Rewind.
September 4th, 1972.
Imagine there's no heaven.
John Lennon and Yoko Ono appeared on the Jerry Lewis telethon.
It's easy if you try.
This date in 1995. The syndicated debut of the hit fantasy series.
The car that was making me relive my past seemed to be coming from the Berserker.
Xena, Warrior Princess.
Did you kill them? I know.
It ran six seasons.
That should have released.
September 4th, 2006.
Most of the inhabitants want to kill you.
Crocodile hunter Steve Irwin.
I'm in no danger whatsoever.
Killed by the barb of a stingray.
Right.
As he filmed a documentary. He was 44. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly to mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers end early, otherwise partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 64, and then Friday, sunny and highs warm into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
Good morning. Starting to build with a little bit more volume on 24 going westbound up through the Antioch area. Here comes that traffic in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County right now. 65 trying to slow down just a little bit southbound here at Trinity Lane. Ellington Parkway southbound has gotten heavier as well, coming down from the top down to the bottom. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the law offices of John Day, AmeriCare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
For almost 79 years, you've depended on WGNS for local news, sports, weather. We still offer this to you 24 hours a day. And thanks for tuning to WGNS. Congratulations to the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is their 50th anniversary season. You actually get to know and buy from the farmers. And the Rutherford County Farmers Market is every Tuesday and Friday morning starting at 7 until 1 in the afternoon over at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. That's Tuesdays and Fridays through October 31st. We remember you. An Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at 4 in the afternoon at the Villages of Murfreesboro. And the second Tuesday this month is next week, Tuesday, September the 9th. Do you have computers, TVs, and other electronics you want to get rid of? Do it Saturday for free at Laverne's 50 Forward Senior Center, 337 Stones River Road. This Saturday. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
You just really wanted to get really good vision or see without glasses near or far.
I can drive without glasses. I can look at my computer without glasses. And being able to read a street sign when I'm driving down the road is awesome.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
I can't thank you enough. I am so blessed for you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS. This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
21 minutes before 7 o'clock, a reminder that we have the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf coming up at 6:57, and CBS National News headlines also with a local news update. Dalton Barrett will be around. Even though he's not here today, he still does the news.
He's always around.
I know. It's kind of scary, isn't it? Kind of creepy. Time for our dad joke of the day. And first of all, we have to find out whether this is actually a joke that you have found or it's somebody else or, you know.
I've decided I'm not going to say anymore.
Okay. You're just going
to. Okay. I mean, you know, there's this.
But so, this is like, if Daryl sends one and you read it.
I guess maybe we could do it after. You know, after the delivery.
I don't know that I want to know whether I've dogged Daryl or not. Go ahead.
Well, you usually do those. But, you know, my boss said, dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bad advice.
Really?
I'm sitting in HR now wearing a Batman costume.
Who'd you get that from?
That was just one I found.
Wow, that was good. That's good. Going to hold back on us, I guess. Thumbs up plus.
Wow.
On that one.
Plus.
I really like that one. 641 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us.
CBS News Brief. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is expecting to face tough questioning about turnover at the CDC when he testifies before a Senate committee today. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The hearing was already on the books before those critical staff departures, but senators from both parties are expected to grill Secretary Kennedy about the ongoing controversy.
Florida's Surgeon General wants parents to be the sole deciders on vaccines for their kids. CBS's Skylar Henry.
This is a move that could end vaccination mandates for shots like polio, chickenpox, measles, and hepatitis B. And it also comes at a time where the CDC is in turmoil, from budget cuts to staffing.
Crews still working round the clock to tame more than a dozen wildfires in California's Sierra Nevada. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
The massive lightning-fueled fire southeast of Sacramento ravaged the historic Gold Rush-era town known as Chinese Camp, named for the immigrant miners who settled here.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Tennessee's Attorney General is preparing to appeal a controversial ruling from the Gibson County Chancery Court that struck down two longstanding gun laws. The laws in question include a ban on firearms in public parks and a statute prohibiting the carrying of weapons with intent to go armed. Attorney General Jonathan Scrimetti argued the decision was overly broad, warning that it could open the door to extreme scenarios, like minors or intoxicated individuals openly carrying weapons in public spaces. The AG's office has filed a motion for stay, keeping the law in effect as the appeal progresses. The Tennessee Firearms Association opposes the appeal, claiming it could stall meaningful legislative action for years. Meanwhile, in Rutherford County, drivers are finding some relief at the gas pump, with prices for regular unleaded averaging $2.77 per gallon, placing Tennessee sixth nationally for cheapest fuel. Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne all reflect the state average, giving local drivers a slight edge over Nashville, where prices hit $2.84. However, just south in Shelbyville, gas is 5 cents cheaper, and in upscale Williamson County, prices soar to $3.12 per gallon. Diesel in Tennessee currently averages $3.42, while premium fuel sits at $3.63. Despite the local winds, Tennessee drivers are still far better off than those in California or Hawaii, where regular gas exceeds $4.40 per gallon. As fuel prices fluctuate, residents across Rutherford County continue to navigate the financial impact with cautious optimism. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Where is the best barbecue in town in 1920? East Main, the best barbecue for miles around is in 1920. East Main, you can buy it by the pound, sandwich, platter, or plate. No matter what you choose, it will taste great. You can come with a friend, by yourself, or with a date. Just Lick Pig Barbecue. Barbecue pork, beef, or chicken, Brunswick stew, great sides, lunch specials, down-home atmosphere, and they cater. Slick Pig Barbecue. It's the best.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Support First Shot at Autumn at the Alley. It will be held at Saddlewoods Farm on Franklin Road in Murfreesboro on Wednesday, September 25th from 6 until 9 p.m. It supports First Shot STEM Academy and Academic All-Stars initiatives. The night is a fantastic event with unique tastings from various spirit brands and great wines and food from the Alley on Main. Top the night off with a fabulous silent auction. Go to firstshottn.org for more information and see you at Autumn at the Alley September 25th.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. Governor Bill Lee says he backs an effort by the state attorney general to challenge a recent gun law ruling. The state is appealing a Gibson County Chancery Court ruling declaring two recent gun laws unconstitutional. The panel of judges in West Tennessee ruled last month on the two laws. One was a ban on guns in public parks, and the other was a law against carrying a gun with a, quote, intent to go armed. The AG's office filed a motion for a stay on the ruling, allowing that law to remain enforceable while this appeal works its way through the system. Governor Lee says he supports the decision despite pushback from Republican lawmakers. A travel alert for I-24 in Grundy County. Today, TDOT says pipe repairs along I-24 East in Grundy County will lead to temporary traffic disruptions over two scheduled workdays. Rolling roadblocks and a shoulder closure will take place today and tomorrow during the daytime. Drivers are urged to use caution and expect eastbound delays.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, remembering World War II.
Tennessee State Representative Mike Sparks of Smyrna is floating the idea of expanding the Music City Loop to include the very busy corridor from Murfreesboro. Reports say Sparks personally wrote a letter to Elon Musk asking him to expand the current project. Sparks envisions stops in Laverne and Smyrna as part of this idea. The privately funded tunnel between the airport and downtown Nashville is currently underway, despite some opposition from Democratic lawmakers. Musk's company has not responded publicly to this new idea. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48. We've got the CBS Entertainment Report coming up with Matt Wolf. And we're going to be taking a look at the forecast, and then we'll have CBS News coming up at the top of the hour. Did you like the fun facts about September, or do you think that's something we shouldn't do? Or
no, what? I think it was fine.
Did you think it was okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of good to know what's going on.
Yeah, it's the last month before double digits. You know, when you date things, it's, you know, like today
is
9-4.
That's how you remember what
next month
is.
It'll be 10. And it's an extra character.
Well, I've got to tell you something else is coming up that you're not going to be happy about.
Halloween?
No. I know you're not happy about that. But daylight saving time ends.
Oh, gross. Yeah.
I think it's November 2nd.
I think it's, yeah. Everything is early. Like, Labor Day was the first day.
Yeah, there but was... I think Thanksgiving is late. Still late, isn't it? I need to look at it. I don't know for sure, but I think Thanksgiving is...
Let's see. Thanksgiving will be the 27th.
So that's late for Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I don't know. I can't figure it out the way the old calendar works. Is Christmas late too?
Well, let me see. Flip over. Christmas is the last Thursday of December.
Okay.
So yeah, it's Thursday and then. Yeah. That would be right.
I try to remember. When my Social Security check comes in, it's the second Wednesday of the month.
You know, Christmas being on a Thursday is not that bad.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, most people will take off on Friday too, right? Make a little long week there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Christmas Eve on that Wednesday. People usually get out of the office pretty quick.
Or don't work at all.
Well, that's true.
Some don't work that whole week. But what about, like, when school gets back in session, are we going to have... New Year's would be on Thursday, so you would go back that Monday, I would think. Is that right? Or maybe not quite. Maybe they have an in-service day or something.
I'm sure there's got to be an in-service day. Yeah, Thursday, the 5th is Monday. So maybe somewhere around the 7th, middle of the week or something, okay. Maybe. I don't know that for sure. I don't have a school calendar in front of me.
I can't believe you don't have a school calendar. right there in front of you.
Why would I have that?
Because you're all knowing.
Well,
I give you a compliment, and then you don't even you don't have it.
They are they do have it online here. I can tell you, I've pulled it up already. The first day back, Monday, January 5th, is an in-service. Tuesday is in-service. Wednesday, students return from winter break.
So that's a Wednesday to Wednesday kind of thing. Two weeks.
We're so gonna... the 7th. Yeah.
That's also awful nice of them, you know.
So Monday the 22nd through the 7th. So you get that whole week of, you know, Christmas being on that Thursday. That from that Monday until the 7th, you're not in school.
I heard an interesting thing on Action Line Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it, that Rutherford County is like the 84th in the nation in growth kind of thing. You know, like the largest, one of the largest school systems.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I believe that. Here's something that I found that was very interesting.
And we passed Hamilton County, so we're
bigger than them.
Yeah.
I was watching stuff about Katrina and New Orleans, and, you know, their population, you know, was about 500,000, and then it dropped a lot and hasn't recovered. The city of New Orleans, 362,701.
Wow.
Rutherford County, Tennessee, 376,996. So Rutherford County is bigger than the city of New Orleans.
Wow. What I wonder how big Murfreesboro is. I mean, do you know? I'm sure
168,000.
Wow. Where does that rank us? I wonder. I mean, we're not.
Pretty high.
So I just always feel like they're counting us as a suburb of Nashville, which they shouldn't. But
well, it's not going to be that long. We're going to hit 400,000 in the county.
Unbelievable.
500,000 by 2040, I think it is the estimate.
Yeah, and James also said on that show that they wait till September, the end of September, because they have a lot of kids move in September.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of places, schools don't start till September. So
that amazes me that still is the case.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I think that's the way it's in New York for sure. All right, let's do some birthdays. We've got to celebrate those.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Man, I hope I can do this as well as you did today in history.
That's right, Lucy. Lacey.
1901, William Lyons, a British industrialist, made Jaguars. Or Jaguar.
Jaguar.
1918, Paul Harvey, American news commentator and
history
radio broadcaster.
Only this for certain. We will get exactly what we deserve.
And now, the rest of the story.
Mm-hmm.
1919, Howard Morris, American comedic actor. He played Ernest T. Bass in the Andy Griffith Show. 1928, Dick York, American actor, played Darren in Bewitched. My favorite all-time show. I love Samantha. She was great. In 1981, Beyonce Knowles, American pop and rhythm and blues singer, songwriter, producer, and actress. Born in Houston, Texas. And local birthdays, Bill Ketron, Mary Esther Reed, Jody Eubank, Curtis Lancaster, Don Farley, Sue Rowland, Lisa Baker, and Mickey Amrin. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
You can add to our birthday list by calling, texting 615-893-1450. You got about until 7:30 to get those in on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Let's catch up on the weather. How about it?
Let's do it.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly to mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers in early. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 64. And then Friday, sunny and highs warm into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Good morning. Starting to load up with more volume as we check it out live on 24 westbound here at Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic flowing in right now from Murfreesboro. southeast Sprawling Weatherford County into Davidson County. A few rain showers to the north on 65 right when you go into Kentucky, so be careful if you're headed in that direction. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out first at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE has a solar expert and energy services supervisor to help its members understand if solar is right for them and help members avoid possible scams from outside parties. Learn more at mte.com/prosolar.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Need blueprints fast? Franklin's Printworks delivers high-quality prints with a speedy turnaround.
It is the quick turnaround, and it's the fact that we can provide them locally. There are places you can get them on the internet, and then they would have to be shipped to you, and you got to pay shipping and wait it several days. With us, you can have them in your hands the same day that you order them.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
They require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Speed and reliability in every print. That's Franklin's Printworks.
Fall is creeping up faster than that overpriced pumpkin spice latte, so let's look at some of the movies coming out.
Don't you see what this means for Downton?
Downton Abbey, the grand finale, is out next week, September 12th, reportedly the final entry in the mega-successful film and TV series.
This is about Bruce Springsteen.
Jeremy Allen White suits up as the boss, and Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, that's out October 24th.
I created death.
Frankenstein with Oscar Isaac hits Netflix November 7th, and it's generating serious Oscar buzz.
Guess we'll find out.
Also out that day, The Running Man with Glenn Powell.
They're coming for you.
And Wicked for Good drops November 21st. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we're about ready to close shop up here for the first hour. Yep. But don't worry, folks. A tremendous 7 o'clock hour is coming up with one of the great all-time hosts.
Okay.
No, I'll be back next hour.
Not you.
Talking about you. Abby Miller's today's good neighbor of the day for being the best friend you could have. Abby's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations. And tell you what, it's super simple to send in your birthday and anniversary announcements. 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. Text neighbor to our number. You'll get a reply back. Just fill out the information there and click submit when you're finished. Also, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Plus, your birthdays and anniversaries. We're taking those too this morning. I want to say good morning to our friends at Murfreesboro's America's Thrift Store. It's opening soon, 10:30 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Clean, well organized shopping. Thousands of new items added every single day at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro. Find out more.
It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Florida to end vaccine mandates.
Every last one of them is wrong.
Health Secretary goes before Congress.
Something is wrong when politics rules science.
Deadly streetcar accident.
When it came around the corner, crashed into the building.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a new decision in one state could have an impact on the health of children nationwide. Florida plans to be the first state to end all vaccine mandates for kids, including for diseases like polio and measles. Here's CBS's Skylar Henry.
Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo vowed Wednesday to make the state the first to eliminate all vaccine mandates, including for school kids.
Your body is a gift from God.
Florida's controversial move dismisses what public health officials credit for limiting the spread of infectious diseases and puts Florida more in line with HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s agenda as a vaccine skeptic. Meanwhile, California, Oregon, and Washington's governors said they'd be going in a different direction, launching the West Coast Health Alliance in an effort to give vaccine recommendations based on science, not politics. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
These school mandates are the guardrails that kept polio and measles from resurfacing. And you tear down those guardrails and the crash won't just stay contained in Florida. You'll see outbreaks spread fast.
Pediatrician Jennifer Hsu says she's concerned the new requirements will lead to fewer vaccinations.
It can be a deterrent for some people because it is, more work that they have to do.
Amid a shakeup at the CDC and calls for his resignation, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. goes before a Senate panel today. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The hearing was already on the books before critical staff departures, and it is technically about the president's 2026 health care agenda. But senators from both parties are expected to grill Secretary Kennedy about the ongoing controversy. Just yesterday, more than 1,000 former and current HHS staffers signed a letter to Kennedy and members of Congress demanding his resignation. They warned Secretary Kennedy's actions are compromising the health of this nation and called on President Trump and lawmakers to replace him. HHS responded by saying the CDC has been broken for a long time and restoring it as the world's most trusted guardian of public health will take sustained reform and more personnel changes.
Jeffrey Epstein accusers went to Washington yesterday to demand the release of all case files. President Trump again called the matter a Democrat hoax, even though members of his own party have pressed for transparency. CBS's Nicole Killian spoke to one of the women who went to D.C.
When I walked in, he was naked, and I didn't expect that. I just figured he's an old rich guy, and he's getting a massage.
I mean, at 15, what would appeal to you about giving an old guy a massage?
The $200.
Did you have sex with him?
No. He did a lot of touching the first time. I think that's all I want to say about that right now. I'm not a hoax. I'm real. My story's real.
Now to Central California, where destructive wildfires sparked by lightning are raging and have burned nearly 14,000 acres in the Sierra Nevada. Homes have been destroyed in the small town called Chinese Camp. Lane Smith's house is still standing, and he's trying to help others.
And there's a ton and ton of brush hauling it away, trying to get away from all this, and all this is catching on fire, and we were shoveling. All of us running and shoveling like a bunch of wild men. It's just a small town. Like, I know everybody that owns all these ranches all the way around us, and they're the ones here providing water trucks, heavy equipment, everything else.
Overseas, at least 17 deaths are now blamed on a streetcar crash in Lisbon, Portugal. CBS's Raimi Inocencio.
Smoke swelled over one of Lisbon's most famous tourist attractions, clearing to reveal one of its most devastating tragedies. The famed Glory electric streetcar, the Elevador de Gloria, derailed, careened some 800 feet down a steep hill, crashed into a building, and ended up in a mangled wreck. Many rushed to help. Others scrambled to safety. The only thing we could do was turn and run, said this witness.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh.
Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
A federal judge in Boston has ordered the reversal of more than $2.6 billion in federal funding cuts to Harvard University. CBS's Matt Piper.
The judge says the cuts amounted to illegal retaliation for Harvard's rejection of White House demands for changes to its governance and policies. If the ruling stands, it would revive Harvard's research operation and hundreds of projects that lost federal money.
The White House plans to appeal. Federal authorities say they've deliberately chosen a notorious Louisiana state penitentiary at Angola to hold immigration detainees to encourage people living illegally in the U.S. to self-deport. The administration says the prison will hold the worst of the worst ICE detainees. In Alabama, a murder convict condemned to death is suing, not to overturn the punishment, but to change the planned method of execution. Anthony Boyd argues death by nitrogen gas amounts to cruelty. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
It's not that Boyd won't get executed. The question is how. He wants a firing squad or he wants hanging. It's unclear whether Alabama is set up to do that and whether there might be a delay if he wins with this lawsuit.
Stream East, the world's largest illegal sports streaming platform, has been shut down after a year-long investigation. The network of 80 unauthorized domains generated 1.6 billion combined visits over the past year. The National Football League opens its season tonight with the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles hosting arch-rival Dallas. Philly coach Nick Sirianni.
I feel good about where we are right now, and this will be a really good test against a really good opponent.
NFL Red Zone host Scott Hansen has confirmed that for the first time there will be a limited number of ads on the channel that brings touchdown highlights to viewers. Big Powerball drawing last night.
It's time to play America's favorite jackpot game.
But there was no big winner. The jackpot increases to $1.7 billion, third largest lottery prize in U.S. history. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Phil. Same old pharmacy, same old bill. But those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in. Cool as can be. Tap Good RX. Saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang.
That one little app does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, everybody. Brian Barrett with you this morning, joined by John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. Time to check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly to mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers in early. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 64. And then Friday, sunny and highs warm into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 68.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is.
Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. It's building pretty good with volume here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Watching it pick up out of Wilson County, coming westbound I-40 through Hermitage as it loads up with more volume. 24 up through the Antioch area. All that traffic flow there at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound. Stein Dental Care here in Nashville has over 350 wonderful Google reviews. These guys are absolutely the best. Call Stein Dental Care in Nashville, 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
News, traffic, weather, and fun every morning. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins,
good night, John Boy,
Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the same reaction from you every time I play that open.
Yeah.
Every time. Welcome back into the Wake Up
John
Crew.
John Boy is not that's not my name.
Well, show, it says your name
when
on
that
there.
Show came on, it was all everybody, Jumbo, hey Jumbo.
And still to this day, that was
in
the 70s.
Oh, yeah, they still do it when they want to irritate me, like you. Because I don't believe that little girl's voice was in the original taping of this. I think that was added by you. Hey Jumbo. That was added.
Not from the original open, no. When I made it was spit in there.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, it comes on after your name.
Why didn't you say goodnight, Dalty Boy, or goodnight, Bri Boy?
Well, that's something from the actual show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that, but that's okay.
Well, it is. They say it at the end of every show, don't they? The Waltons?
Not when this song was being played, no. They did it before the song was played. So it had to be added.
I did edit it in.
Okay, thank you.
I said that, but it's
guilty as charged.
But it's not me. It's not my voice. It was an actual voice from the show.
Well, that doesn't make any difference. Like, whose voice it is,
well,
you
I
did it. You're
you
the one that
about.
Did it.
Yeah.
Try to make fun of my name.
No, I wasn't trying to make fun.
Be quiet, Lacey.
We'll see if I bail you out again. Well, it's Thursday morning, September 4th, episode 1735 of The Wake Up Crew. It's a busy sports weekend ahead for us, of course. We've got high school sports tomorrow night. Region play as Riverdale hosts Blackman. Be there at 6:30 tomorrow night on WGNS and Big G TV. Saturday, it's Middle Tennessee at Wisconsin at 1:30 airtime on WGNS. That'll be after our coaches show on Saturday morning from 9 until 11:45. Cougar Corner comes on around 11:15. Other sports events this weekend, the Tennessee Volunteers host ETSU. It's Vanderbilt at Virginia Tech, and the Titans travel to Denver on Sunday to open up the NFL season.
One thing happened on Saturday night, I've got to add, a friend of mine sent this in. The Gospel Group Southridge will be at Mount Hermon Baptist Church September 6th. That's Saturday, right?
That is.
At 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock. So you won't even miss your evening activities.
Nice.
You can go see us singing. I think they're going to have some food, but you can go somewhere else and eat if you'd like.
Yeah.
So Mount Hermon, that's on Bradyville Pike.
It's always good to get some dinner on the grounds, though.
I think this is more knick-knacky stuff, like what do you call those little wieners with the toothpicks? You like them so much. What are they called? Don't they have a fancy word for it? Or?
I don't know. Wieners on a stick.
Okay. Well, I mean, you always have them at every thing you have.
The kids love them.
Yeah.
I stepped up the game this last year, though, and they were a hit. They were bacon wrapped.
Oh, why don't you make big hot dogs like that? No?
I guess
doesn't
I could.
Work. That'd be too hard.
Well, it's hard enough to do those little cocktail wieners on a...
And putting bacon around them?
Yeah.
That had to be difficult.
You wrap the bacon around them and put a toothpick through them and dip them in barbecue sauce.
And then cook them?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually cook them a little bit, then do the dipping in the barbecue sauce, and then cook more.
Yeah.
But yeah, want to make that sure that that bacon gets crispy.
Yeah. No, you don't want...
I don't like flimsy bacon.
So it's not really... The recipe doesn't say it has to be crispy. It's just the way you like it.
Well, yeah, and I think most of my crew likes crispy bacon. Hmm. So, but anyway, they were good. What else? Oh, song of the day. So we are wrapping up our comeback songs for artists. And this one takes us back to 1993. It's Duran Duran's Ordinary World. Their last hit before this one was 1985's A View to Kill. I would have thought that would have been an 80s hit, but it was early 90s. I certainly remember that song. So
the 80s were still hanging on in 93.
I guess. So any ideas on what we should do for Song of the Day?
Need to talk to my correspondent.
Ooh.
Dalton Barrett.
Well, good luck getting him to answer.
Let's see. September songs. Fall songs. Autumn songs. Songs about autumn. Fall. Songs about September. Do you remember?
Let's see. Fall.
There's several September songs, I think.
Fall starts on the 22nd. Okay, let's see. Songs about September.
Are you actually doing this while we're on the air?
I'm just looking some up.
You can't. Do you not have anything to give the audience some information about or anything? You're just going to sit there in front of the computer and look up songs.
Pretty much. See if there's enough. Oh. September in the Rain, Frank Sinatra.
Okay, you're telling them all right now. That's going to leave out the surprise.
I think there are enough.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Are you familiar
with... There's a song by Neil Diamond called September Morn.
Are you familiar with the tempos?
I don't know the group. What's the
1959.
Song?
1959. See You in September.
Yeah.
Dinah Shore. Yeah, I think we can do that.
Okay, now that you've told all the songs we're going to do.
So. Ooh, Willie Nelson had one. Didn't know that.
Did it have September in it?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
How about that?
I can't believe Neil Diamond, September Morn. That's one of the big hits, 1970s. Okay, you have to talk during this segment,
no,
Brian.
I was thinking.
But we're on the radio. You can't think. You have to talk.
Ooh, there's going to be some weird ones too.
Neil Diamond, September Morn.
Okay, I'll have to look some of them
up. Yeah, try to do that on your own time.
See, I think if we do that for 2 weeks, then we can do like fall songs, and that'll be like the third week of September. So that'll be good, you know.
And then by that time, we can do scary songs.
Ooh, yeah, October, Halloween. Yeah,
you probably got them on file somewhere.
I've got some of them for sure.
And then Christmas.
Well, right now we're going to take a sports check and then the Villages of Murfreesboro.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Isaac Collins and the Brewers delivered on Wednesday.
1-0 to Collins. Line to right. Back Castellanos at the track. It is gone. The three. Isaac Collins, five batters in, it's 5-0 Milwaukee. Well, I guess the day off did the Brew Crew some good on the offensive end.
Brewers Radio Network on the call. They outscored the Phillies 6-3. Blue Jays topped the Reds 13-9, while the Giants beat the Rockies 10-8. San Francisco has won 10 out of their last 11 games. They've jumped Cincinnati and are now four games back of the Mets for the final wildcard spot in the National League. And the Astros held on to defeat the Yankees at home 8-7. The NBA's All-Star format for 2026 is likely to be a round-robin tournament consisting of 3 8-player teams of 2 USA teams and 1 world team, according to ESPN.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done, no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products, so we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products, so come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on the Wake Up Crew, 7:22 our time, and on Thursdays we get to head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. It's always one of the highlights of my week to talk with the staff at the Villages, and today, always bringing a smile, is Chandra McDaniel, the Community Relations Director. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Always good to see you and Hope and Jeb and just everybody, Barbara to Melissa to Sandy, when we get to talk to the cream of the crop there at the Villages every week.
Oh, we have a great team. We really do. We love coming to work every day. I told my husband I would do it for free, and he said, oh, hold on now. Let's not get crazy.
I bet. Yeah. But you have been there how long now?
A year, like this month.
I thought it was getting close. That's why I asked that question. It's hard to, time flies when you're having fun.
It does. It does. I love it.
Well, you got to come at a great time because, you know, we've noticed with the change in the weather and a little cooler and then it gets hot again. It's false fall. So remember that. But, you know, it does remind us that fall is around the corner. So kind of wrapping up summertime here, and you all have been doing some big things here lately.
We have. We had an end of summer Pink Palooza party. We did shish kebabs, and you know, Barbara's an amazing chef, so she went all out, and we had great music. The residents just loved it. We all wore pink. We had pink flamingos everywhere. You know, it's always a party at the Villages. But we're getting ready on September 10th to have a tour of Italy. We're going to do a wine bar and have all kinds of Italian feasts, meatballs, and Barbara's gonna do that for all the families. We like to invite our residents' families out a lot. You know, they like to come. We always have Catfish Friday every Friday, so a lot of the families come on that day. But so we're doing that, and just a lot of activities.
So family can really come at any time. You just need to make sure that there's enough food, right?
They really can. They just give us a call and make a reservation, but they can come anytime for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and especially these special things that we're having. And yeah, we love that.
I'm sure the residents also like to show off their family to everybody there too.
They do. They do. And fall's a great time. We love Halloween. We do a big thing, you know, giving out candy and stuff, but we do a lot of dinners in the fall. So yeah.
Well, Taste of Italy. Now, that kind of has my interest piqued here. So, I mean, nothing.
You need to come.
Yeah, nothing on Olive Garden here, I'm telling you. I'm sure Barbara's got some great recipes all cooked up, ready to go.
She does, actually. She's making a special sauce. She said it had to cook 6 hours. So she used to work at Sal's here in Murfreesboro. So apparently the sauce came from somebody over there. So
wow. Well, I mean, they have some good stuff there for sure. So she's got this Taste of Italy all taken care of then, that's for sure.
She does. And I'll be drinking the wine. No.
Well, and it's all too as well, kind of a fundraising event. We've talked some about senior living ministries, but it really goes a long way to help residents along the way, doesn't it?
It really does. Our company, Good Works, wanted to, you know, I mean, everybody has charities and things like that, but they wanted to give back to all of our communities, not just the villages, but all the things that we, you know, do is for the villages and the villages' residents and our employees, anybody that might be struggling or just having a hard time, we're here to help them out. And I just think it's a wonderful thing.
Chandra McDaniel with us from the villages of Murfreesboro today. So fall, I'm sure you've got, you know, decorations coming out. Fall-like weather is going to bring, you know, some probably pumpkin spice something, right?
Oh, yeah. We're having somebody come out. I think Stacy with All Best Care. She's going to come out at the end of September and bring pumpkin spice everything. Muffins, drinks, cookies for our residents to try. So we're always trying to, you know, do fun things. And we just had an interesting thing happen. We have a resident named Marlena Olenicek. And she's a very vivacious resident. She goes line dancing and does all kinds of fun, exciting things. But she told me she wanted to go skydiving on her 85th birthday, which was last Sunday, and she actually did it. So we put it on our Facebook. So I want everybody to go and look at that because it's amazing. She's so brave. She's our hero.
Now, did she go to Tullahoma to do that?
She did. She came to me and asked if there was any place in Murfreesboro. And I said, I believe it's in Tullahoma. And she actually did. Her son drove her up there and she got approval from her doctor being 85. And he said, do it. And she did. And it was amazing.
That is really, really neat. So, you know, between that and having weddings and all kinds of things, you just never know what's going to happen at the villages.
I'm telling you, we're just looking for the next thing.
Well, do check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/thevillagesmurfreesboro, and you'll see Marlene there with her chute on and ready to go. And for folks who want to come out and take a tour, Chandra, they just need to give you a call, right?
Yeah, give us a call at the villages, and we will take a tour anytime. And also, you can come by at 2550 Willow Oak Trail. We love that.
Yeah, 615-848-3030, the villages of Murfreesboro. Today we've been visiting with Chandra McDaniel, the Community Relations Director.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
We have a wonderful staff and the residents. We've made many new friends. And the staff and the residents relate so well to each other that it makes it like a family. We've been able to still have our neighbors come over and our church friends come.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to branchescounselingcenter.com or 615-904-7170.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:30 on The Wake Up Crew, episode 1735 of the show, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores.
And we say happy birthday today to Bill Ketron, Mary Esther Reed. Happy birthday, Jody Eubank. Curtis Lancaster, Don Farley, Sue Rowland, Lisa Baker, and Mickey Amrine. And I think there's plenty of time. Well, no, not really. But no. Getting close.
Yeah,
gotta get them in.
We've had a few that were called or texted in this morning. And if you've done that, hey, we've got it. We'll make them, we'll put them on the list here for sure. If you haven't done so, this is kind of your deadline to get them in. 615-893-1450 for the Wake Up Crew. Brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Coming soon. See why it's a new store every day. 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, where the store will be. It's clean, well-organized. You're going to love it. America's Thrift Stores opening soon.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly to mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers in early, otherwise partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 64, and then Friday, sunny and highs warm into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 68.
Good morning. It's gotten a little bit heavier down 65 southbound. Starting to slow pretty good here at Trinity Lane. All that traffic making its way down 65 southbound through Madison right now. It's also heavy 65 northbound where it connects with 840 there up through Spring Hill. All that traffic being pushed up there through Murray County into southern Williamson County. Watch your speed. I-40 through the Mount Juliet area. Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Check out the menu online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Rutherford County and Murfreesboro school leaders are grappling with a noticeable decline in kindergarten enrollment, a trend echoing across Middle Tennessee. Both Rutherford County Schools and Murfreesboro City Schools are closely monitoring the numbers, as a decrease in students could mean reduced state funding. Dr. James Sullivan with Rutherford County raised questions about contributing factors, such as home prices and birth rates. Experts, including Vanderbilt University professor Doug Fuchs, pointed to a complex mix of influences ranging from pandemic-related disruptions to the state's new school voucher program, which gives parents cash incentives to explore private or home-based education. While enrollment could increase after Labor Day, officials warn that continued low numbers may force difficult decisions for the already strained education system. In contrast to the educational concerns in Rutherford County, state and federal leaders are debating how to best tackle violent crime in Tennessee's largest cities. New FBI data ranks Memphis as having the highest violent crime rate per capita in the nation, with Nashville following at number 8. President Donald Trump suggested deploying federal troops to Memphis, an idea supported by Senator Marsha Blackburn, but dismissed by Governor Bill Lee, who argued current conditions don't warrant such action. Governor Lee cited a 15% decline in crime rates in Memphis, crediting partnership among state agencies, federal authorities, and local law enforcement. While cities like Murfreesboro and Smyrna have not been directly mentioned in these rankings, the broader state-level crime policies will inevitably influence law enforcement strategies across Rutherford County. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Need high-quality printing that makes an impact? Look no further than Franklin's Printworks.
We do have a significant presence in Rutherford County as far as print capabilities, booklets, brochures, direct mail, all the time, every day.
That's Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
There are a lot of things we do that people don't know about, like large format stuff, banners, blueprints.
Franklin's Printworks delivers precision, professionalism, and unbeatable customer service. Visit PrintworksTN.com.
Thank you.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:35. Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS on a Throwback Thursday.
Do you remember these?
And because it is the opening weekend of NFL football, we're going to talk a little Titans this morning. Little history of the Titans. Let's see. Their first season was in 1960 in Houston. Such a rich history down there in Houston. They,
Think about it. They weren't in Houston very long. If they opened up in AFC, they were in AFL with Houston, the Oilers.
Right.
I mean, they didn't have a long history before they were Titans. You know, like 30 years, what, 40?
Let's see. Their first season in Tennessee was 97.
So it'll be 37 years?
Yeah. Now, their first season as the Titans was 99. So they were the Tennessee Oilers for 2 years. And they played in Memphis.
Yeah, that was a big mistake.
Yeah, it wasn't good for sure. Let's see, they have won two AFL championships in 60 and 61, and their first season was 60, so they came out of the gates really fast. They have only won one AFC championship, and we were all there. We could see it. It was Steve McNair, 1999. That was Music City Miracle year,
yep,
too.
Yep.
They've won the division several times. The last time they won the AFC South was in 2021, though. Their all-time record up to the start of this year, 479 wins, 515 losses, and 6 ties.
They had some bad Houston Oilers years.
Yes.
There were some really bad ones.
Well, and last year was the worst season they had in franchise history, I think.
Well, but, you know, as a Tennessee unit, they haven't had, you know, they've won at least 5 or 6 games, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, that last year was a disaster.
Well, during Jeff Fisher's tenure, they were 8-8 just about every year.
Yeah, that's true.
There have been 8 uniform numbers retired. You want to guess some?
Steve McNair.
Correct.
Is this just Tennessee you're talking
about? I can
give
you. There are
Tennessee, Javon Kearse.
Three Tennessee Titans.
Three Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
Eddie George.
Eddie George. Yeah.
There's one more.
Yeah. Bruce Matthews.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of that, within the organization, Warren Moon. Mr. Earl Campbell, Jim Norton, and Elvin Bethea, also Mike Munchak.
Oh, yeah. Was coach there for a while.
Yeah. Sure was.
There was. His name came up for this year. I mean, 2 years ago.
Again?
Uh-huh.
Like to come back?
Yeah.
Interesting. Wonder why they never went after, like, a Bill Belichick. Probably too much baggage
too
there.
Too much pay. Probably had to pay him too much, I guess.
Yeah. Well, North Carolina figured out a way, I guess. Let's see.
They lost, too, didn't they?
They did.
They did lose. Yeah.
Well, that first drive, they looked like they could beat anybody.
They only got 50 yards rushing for the game.
I know.
You know?
But on the first drive, they scored in like 7 plays. It's like, wow, what an offense. And then,
I'm proud of you. You were watching the football game on Saturday.
It was actually Monday.
Oh, that's right. Monday. That's right.
But I didn't watch much of it, just the opening drive. The most career rushing yards, Eddie George, 10,009 yards rushing.
He got a new job, too.
Yes.
You know, he left Tennessee State.
Right. The most career passing yards belongs to Warren Moon. Moon didn't – he was gone right before the Titans. His last season was 93. Then there were a few little weird years, and then McNair –
I'm trying to think of the, I think his first name was Chris, who actually was the quarterback before Steve McNair.
Yeah.
He was pretty good, but he got hurt, I think.
Was it, it wasn't Collinsworth, was
no.
it? No. No, I know it wasn't.
I'll think
that.
Of it. Yeah. I'll think of it later.
And the all-time scoring leader, we got to see him in Tennessee for a little bit, Al Del Greco, the kicker. 1,060 points scored by the kicker. So, little Tennessee Titans history. They play at Denver to start the 2025 campaign.
Shut up and say,
well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian, and we've relied on Turner Security for systems here at WGNS and Big GTV for many years. Their advanced security solutions with real-time monitoring and automation keep us safe. Plus, their expert IT service ensures our tech runs smoothly, from networks, computers, to troubleshooting. Their team tailors solutions to our needs, and I highly recommend them for home or business solutions for you.
Turn to Turner Security.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hello, this is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we come to the Rutherford County Farmers Market, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, no grains, steroids, antibiotics, or additional hormones. This is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to wrap up the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Step into a clean, well-organized shopping experience and discover thousands of new items every single day at America's Thrift Stores. Coming soon to 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in Murfreesboro. It'll be a big day. We're going to tell you much more about that as we get closer to it. Also, want to say good morning to our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. They power the Wake Up Crew. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Learn more about Sharing Change at sharingchange.org. Good neighbor of the day today, Abby Miller is the good neighbor for being the best friend you could have. Abby Miller, recipient of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. So congratulations to you, Abby. Enjoy the flowers from Ryan Flowers. I know you'll love them. And if you want to send in a good neighbor nomination, surprise someone with good neighbor of the day, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Those are the two easy ways that you can send in a good neighbor of the day, and we'll take care of it from there. So text neighbor to our number to send in your good neighbors here to WGNS.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, John, the boss man said, dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Yeah, really?
Bad advice, though. Now I'm sitting in HR wearing a Batman costume.
Replay.
That was a thumb plus. Thumbs up plus.
Thumbs up plus.
Don't tell Dalton I, you know, gave it a plus. He gets upset when I do that.
Oh, yeah.
You'll tell him first thing he comes back Monday. I'm sure you will. You'd like to cause controversy.
I don't want to talk to him.
You try to split us up.
No, the two of you gang up is what happens.
We haven't done that in months.
Oh, whatever.
It's because of your tirades.
Okay. Yeah.
Graham Greene died.
That's one of the things we learned.
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was in the beginning. But when you...
It's one of those actors, you put the face, you know who it is.
He was the bad guy in Longmire, if you watched that.
That's not the only thing he did.
No.
You keep bringing up Longmire. I mean, I know you like the show, but...
I just brought it up to you. He was telling the folks.
He was in Dances with Wolves, an Academy Award winning, he's great in it.
Mm-hmm.
Longmire.
Just because you haven't watched it.
I don't have Apple.
It's not on Apple. It was on Netflix.
I don't even watch Netflix.
Of course not.
I just occasionally watch it. I watch Grit. I watch Grit television.
Grit.
Okay. And Encore Western. Cheyenne. Maverick. The Rifleman. Yeah. Bonanza, Wagon Train, and Gunsmoke. All in that order, just about.
There have been new shows since the 60s,
Yeah, but are they any quality?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Oh.
I love black and white shows. You hate them. I love them. This is the difference between us. I didn't know there were that many differences between us, but obviously there is.
Well, you mentioned one of those things that it bugs me when I see it. So, it's the fake sets.
No, that's bad in the 60s, but,
Yeah. Did we learn anything else? We talked a little Titans history this morning.
Yeah, we did. And, we had the fun facts of September.
That's true.
That was really big. A new segment. We'll have the fun facts of October. I think I'm gonna give that assignment though to Dalton when October rolls around.
Oh, okay.
I think that's something he'd really be good at. Obscure facts of October.
Well, they'll be obscure if you give it to him. Song of the day. Comeback songs for artists. Duran Duran's 1985 hit was A View to a Kill, but then 1993 comes around. And that's our song of the day and wraps up the crew. Brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Have a good one.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly to mostly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers end early. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 64. And then Friday, sunny and highs warm into the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now,